Hello, everybody. I'm Anthony Evangelista here with Kyle Keegan, and welcome to episode 8 of the Big Apple Sports Media Podcast. How are you today, Kyle?
Fantastic. I'm ready to watch some football tomorrow. All day football. So happy to be saying that, man. We had our doubts, but we're definitely back. We're back for good.
Just like Keeg said, the NFL season opens up tomorrow at 1, or technically it already did open up on Thursday. The Chiefs beat the Texans in a very entertaining game. That wasn't very good for my fantasy team. But.
And they covered, which is great. And David Johnson showed up, which is even better.
Maybe for you. I mean, Tyreek Hill was a little quiet that game, but it's all good. It's only the first game of the season. But I am excited for some New York football for the first time in a very long time, for the first time in 2020. So we are going to keep this episode somewhat shorter than our other ones. We're kind of just going to run through the Jets and Giants season, kind of make some preseason predictions and what we think is going to happen throughout the year. So I'm going to start off by just talking about this Jets team right now. Now, I am going into the season with less hope than I did going into last season. And I say that because I wasn't high on the Jets last season by any means. I thought that the Jets were going to end up about an 8-8 team. And I wasn't completely off. I mean, the Jets went 7-9. They should have been 9-7, I think. They lost two teams that did not have a win at both points in the season, which was very hard to watch as a fan. But I think that the Jets should have been a wild card team last year, but it was just a point of poor coaching, poor decision making, and just unfortunate timing with mononucleosis for Sam Darnold, which was very not fun to
deal with. The Jets started 0-5 last year, right?
It was an 0-5, I think, but it just was not a good start.
And then, I know they had a rough start.
They had a rough start. They had a really solid finish, but it was hard to watch. We should have won more games than we should. Luke Falk was in at quarterback for a few games that we lost every single one. So that was not a very fun time. But this year, I think that the Jets are going to have another mediocre season. I don't think they have what it takes to make the playoffs just yet. I think hopefully by next year, they'll be able to have more of a situation where they'll have either more development, more talented players on the roster, or just something that could happen that could help this team. And you know what? I am going to go through this Jets schedule right now, and then I'll let you run through your Giants team. So first week one starts tomorrow. They head to Buffalo and they play at 1 p.m. against the Bills. Now for this game, I think the Jets have been very successful in season openers in the past decade. I think they've lost the last two, but before that, I'm pretty sure they were on a 6-game winning streak. I'm hoping that streak continues, and I'm going to say that this Bills team is still going to be in need of a sort of leader. I don't think Josh Allen is that. I'm not too high on Josh Allen this season.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the Jets take this one. I think the Jets are going to start 1-0. So, and I know that's kind of bold because everyone has the Bills projected much higher than the Jets, but I'm going to say week one, Jets start 1-0.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah, let's dive into that game since it's tomorrow.
Okay. So this game tomorrow is featuring Sam Darnold versus Josh Allen. We've seen this before. I think now is a different story because this Bills team is going to be very good this season. I think that the Bills are going to win the AFC East. I just think that this
I was going to ask that, actually. Yeah,
I think the Bills are winning the AFC East. I think this team just needs a little more chemistry. So starting off the season without a preseason, I think this Jets team is going to have a bit of an edge because you know what? The Bills have new receivers. They just picked up Stephon Diggs. They have new running backs in Zach Moss coming off the bench. Singletary, I'm not too sold on. Their defense is very good, but there's also some new parts of it. So I think that the Jets are in a better spot in terms of chemistry. As of right now, I think that that's going to change drastically by at least week three. But I think that for game one, at least, the Jets come out on top.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to pick all of the week one games, I mean, I probably just based off the fact that home field advantage isn't as much of a factor this
year.
Exactly. It would make a lot more sense to pick the Jets. And with those reasonings, I'm trying to think of who I would pick tomorrow. But I understand your – I understand the point here. The Jets have definitely gelled a little bit more overall than the Bills, despite the fact that as of right now, the Bills probably definitely have a more talented team. But, yeah, I feel like tomorrow – what's the spread for tomorrow's game?
I'm pretty sure it's Bills probably by 11 or 12. Let me check.
That much?
I think so. I think the Jets are coming in heavy underdogs.
Huh. I'm going to take a look as well. 6.5.
Oh, okay, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. But still, it's not right now a very good stat line for the Jets. Mm-hmm. Over-under is 39.5 points. So I don't believe that it's going to be that high scoring. But so, yeah, pick the under if you guys are betting tomorrow. But I'm hoping that the Jets come up on top. So let's move on. So week one, they start off 1-0. They head back home and they play the reigning Super Bowl losers, the
NFC champs,
the 49ers. Yeah, there you go. That's a better word for it. So they come into New York. Deebo Samuel is on an IR, so he's not going to be playing this game against the Jets. But I think that this 49ers defense and this just overall team is going to be too much for the Jets to handle. I think Jets are going to drop 1-1. I could see this one being a blowout, unfortunately, even though that the 49ers could be shorthanded in different ways. I can't see them winning this game, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have the Niners as well in week two. I can see I think that the Niners have probably the most complete team in the NFC. I feel like that's not – I think overall they're the most complete team in the NFC. And, this is more of like a learning curve kind of year for the Jets as well. So I agree. I'll take the Niners week two.
Okay, so now we are going into week three. Week later, Sunday, it's going to be in Indianapolis against the Colts at 4. I think that this Colts team is going to be okay this season. I don't know if they're going to be able to make the playoffs. I think that they're a young team, except for their quarterback, of course. I think that this team is going to be just mediocre. I could see them going 8-8, 9-7 maybe if they get lucky, but I think that this game is going to be close. I think that Indianapolis is most likely going to come up on top. I think.
I have the Colts in a close game on.
Yeah, I'm going to say same thing. The Jets will most likely find a way to blow a lead or do something stupid and get a turnover. I don't know what it's going to be. So, yeah, I'm going to say Jets start off 1-2.
Okay, yeah.
Then they go from Indianapolis. They travel back home on a Thursday night game. They play Denver at home. I think that this game is winnable. I don't know if they will win it. I think this one is
short week. So
yeah, exactly.
It's always a toss up with the short week.
Exactly. This one is a toss up. I'm going to go with, I think the Jets could pull this out. I think that this Broncos team, now that they've lost Von Miller, we don't know when Cortland Sutton's going to be back. I think that it's possible that the Jets are able to pull this one off. I'm going to say Jets start 2-2, winning on Thursday night football.
Are you high on Drew Lock right now, or?
See, I'm kind of in the middle with Drew Lock. I think the kid's got a lot of potential. I like him. I want to see him succeed. I don't know if that's going to happen this season. I think it's going to be something similar to Sam Darnold. I mean, hopefully, where he'll break out. I don't know when Sam Darnold is going to break out, if he's going to break out. But if there's a season for him to get a lot better, it's this one. And I think same thing is going to happen with Drew Lock, where it's not going to come until his third or fourth season where he'll be able to start. And I think that's also dependent on the team around him. I think once he gets some better weapons, I mean, I think Cortland Sutton is very good, but I think with Jerry Jeudy developing as well, I think that this Broncos team will be good either next year or the year after. But for this year, I think Drew Lock still needs to develop a little bit more. So I'm going to say Jets 2-2 to start the season. Going into week 5, they play their second home game in a row. Arizona comes in on October 11th. I think that this Cardinals team is going to be dangerous this year. I could so see them taking the wild card spot at one point. I don't think they'd take the division, but this Cardinals team run by Kyler Murray, I think is going to have a breakout year. They have DeAndre Hopkins. They have just a solid team, I think. And there's obviously some holes. Their line isn't amazing. Obviously, it's improved a little bit, but it hasn't been exactly standard. So I'm going to say that the Cardinals come out on top, though. I think that this is going to be a very offensive game. I think that this is going to lead in a very high score, but I could see Arizona coming up on top. So yeah, Jets start 2-3.
I also have the Cardinals. As you guys know, I'm very high on Kyler Murray, very high on the Cardinals offense this year. And like I said, I agree. I don't think that they're quite ready to overtake that NFC West throne, because I think, quite frankly, the NFC West might be the biggest division in, or the most complete division in the whole league. I think that there are four. I don't think there's a single bad team in that division. Is what
I agree.
And so yeah, Cardinals as well.
So Jets start 2-3. Then they head to Los Angeles. They take on the Chargers on October 18th. I think that by now this is week 6. Maybe Justin Herbert is going to be starting. I think Tyrod Taylor might still be at the helm. It just depends on how well Taylor plays and how much the Chargers coaching staff thinks Herbert's developed. I could see the Jets coming in here and winning this one. I don't think they will. I think I could see them dropping 2 straight in this week. I am going to say close loss, probably something that's done wrong in the fourth quarter by Sam Darnold or something like that.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers as well. The Chargers have shown flashes, but we've seen they haven't been able to really break through yet. And I feel like they've got a lot of their core that's been around the last few years together. The Cardinals did not make the playoffs last year, right?
Cardinals or Chargers?
Chargers.
You're good. No, they did not.
So it was 2 years ago then that they lost. They lost to the Patriots in the divisional round.
I was rooting for them that year. I thought they were going to go all the way. That was
I mean, I remember that year they were like slugging it out even with the Chiefs in the West.
I had Gordon on my fantasy team. That was a great year.
Yeah. I agree. I'd say Chargers in a close game. The Jets had trouble winning close games last year, right?
The Jets had trouble with a lot of things last year, Keeks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'll take the Chargers in a close game. Also, it'll be interesting to see week 6. That'll be like a fringe time to see like who's quarterback, whether it's Tyrod Taylor or Herbert. So Justin Herbert, I mean, one thing about Justin Herbert is like I'm kind of mid on him, but as we all know, Oregon quarterbacks haven't typically translated incredibly to the pro level. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm high on Tyrod Taylor. I think that if he's taken over as starter at some point in the season, I think he's going to be at the helm of a team by the end of the season, whether it be the Chargers or not. I think he will be a starting quarterback week 17. I don't know if that's going to be – because I have a lot of faith in him. I think he's been in a lot of bad situations where he's either had a bad supporting cast or he's been in a spot to fail. I mean, he just came from the Browns where he had – he was doing fine at the beginning of the season. He only played 2 games, I think. And the game against the Jets, of course, he was playing absolutely horrible. Baker comes in and absolutely lights it up. So he hasn't really had the best of luck. I mean, he was obviously with the Bills. He led them to a playoff spot. I mean, you can't deny that. And obviously there were other factors into it. But I think Tyrod Taylor is a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I think by this system that he's in, where he's kind of doing the same thing that he did for Baker, but for Justin Herbert, I think he's going to play well enough to either maintain or he's going to get attention from other teams. But so by the time that Herbert's ready to come in, he's going to be able to be used as some trade bait, where he'll be able to start for another team or at least be a very strong backup to either an injury prone quarterback or something like that.
Right. Yeah, I see it.
So in that situation, Jets lose to the Chargers. They drop to 2-4. Sorry. So 6 games in. The next week, they go home to play Buffalo. I think by now, Buffalo is going to have their niche together. They're going to be able to be a good team. I think Jets get blown out this game. I would not be surprised if the Jets get blown out at least once by the Bills this year. So I'm going to say Jets drop to 2-5, October 25th, to the Bills.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills in that game as well. I think the Bills have a lot of talent, and as you said earlier, they're just going to need some time to mesh, a lot of young players, a lot of new personalities in that locker room. And I think that a Bills-Jets split this year seems realistic. That seems to happen a lot. But, I'll take the Bills at MetLife in Week 7.
Yeah, so now Jets drop 2-5. Now I think I'm going to have to say 2-6 because they go into Kansas City, which is not going to be a very fun matchup, I think. And you know what? This is just such a Jets thing to do because they've done it with the Patriots so many times. I think that they're going to go into this game and they're going to actually play really hard. And for some reason, the Jets are just going to be really good this game. and then they're just going to blow it. Because that's such a Jets thing to do. Play really well against really good teams and then just slightly lose and then get blown out by the worst teams possible. So I'm going to say another loss for the Jets, four straight, not a good look for the team. They drop another one.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs as well. I think this is almost a no question here. The Chiefs are a powerhouse in the AFC. They have been the last, I'd say even 5 years, even before the Mahomes era. They've got a great coach in Andy Reid. They've got a lot of weapons. Definitely the best offense in the league, in my opinion. And yeah, I'll take the Chiefs in that game.
So now Jets drop 2-6, I believe. We're going into week 9. They play
the Monday Night Football. Yes. Da, 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 da.
They play the Patriots for the first time this season, Monday Night Football. I think that the Jets stop their losing streak here. I say they win this game. Patriots, obviously not the same team as last year. I think that Belichick is still a great enough coach. Mostly, I think Belichick is the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I hate to say that as a Jets fan, but him and Brady are a lethal duo. But now without Brady, I think he's still going to have a good team, but it's not going to be the same situation. Plus, this Patriots team is older. It's not the same team that it was a few years back. I thought last year they shouldn't have made it as far as they did. So I was very, very happy that they lost to the Titans in that playoff game. But I am going to say that this year Patriots are probably going to end up going 9-7. I think it's most likely going to be 9-7 for Bills and Patriots. So I think that this is one game that the Jets definitely could take from the Patriots. I could see them winning on Monday Night Football, especially now they're at home. Obviously, that's not going to make a huge difference, but I don't know. I could see the Jets clutching up this one.
Okay, so this is going to be our first difference here. For New England, I don't see them winning the AFC East. I think they're a lot more deteriorated than they were last year. They're certainly not the powerhouse that we've seen for the last 20 years, knock on wood, because whenever we seem to say that, the Patriots come up and
I hope not.
Haul ass. But I'll take the Patriots in this game because I feel like Belichick, for all he's proved as a head coach, and especially the last few years, like in times where, like, I don't want to say the Patriots are ever underdogs, but he's done things that we've never seen in the history of football. And I'm going to take the Patriots because I think that Cam Newton has a chip on his shoulder. If he can stay healthy, I feel like he could have a great year. And I know a lot of people are really high on him. The Patriots still have an incredible defense. And I think that with coming into this game, losing four in a row, I think it'd be a tough task, even at home. Well, we all know there's not going to be any fans at MetLife. I see the Patriots winning this one, man.
So right now we're in a different situation. I think that the Jets are going to be 3-6 by this spot. You say 2-7. So now we're going to be heading into Miami for the first time. They play their division games late. I mean, besides the Bills, they don't play New England or Miami until week 9 and 10.
Yeah, I just noticed that, Jay.
So week 10, they go into Miami. I think that this game is winnable. I think that Miami is a good team. I think they need to develop. I don't see them being very good this year. They're probably at the same spot as the Jets, maybe even in a little bit of a better spot. But I think that the Jets could pull out this game in Miami, go on this 2-game winning streak after losing their last four. So I'm going to say Jets go 4-6 into their bye.
Yeah, I think the Jets are going to win this game as well. I don't know what the story is with the quarterbacking in Miami. I know they've got, what, three guys that are capable right now?
Probably just two now because they cut Josh Rosen.
Oh, you're right. I'm stupid.
So I it's just
two. I forgot about that completely, yeah.
Right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Josh Rosen, man. I feel like he hasn't even been getting a chance.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy. He deserves a better chance.
Who's starting tomorrow for the Dolphins? It's
Fitz.
Fitz, okay.
Fitz magic.
So, by week 10, I'm curious as to if they go in the Tua direction.
I think by then they will.
I think they will as well, but
because it's going to be the same exact thing. It's going to be the same thing that's happened the past however many years for Fitzpatrick. He's going to have a great start of the season. Everyone's going to think, oh, it's the old Fitzpatrick. He's going to be great again. Exactly. And then he's just going to drop two or three games. He's just not going to have a good – I think Tua is going to be in the lineup by week 6, week 7.
Yeah. I'd say that's pretty realistic too, but regardless of the fact I have the Jets going into I have the Jets. I have the Jets in Miami.
All right. So now I'm going into here with the Jets going 4-6. You say 3-7. They have a bye week, week 11, and then they come back and play Miami right after Thanksgiving. So two straight Miami games. This one's at home. And I don't know if the Jets could sweep Miami. I definitely could see it. So I'm going to say that they do. And you know what? This might just be me being a hopeful Jet fan, but I think that if there's any team in the AFC East that the Jets could sweep this year, it's Miami. So I'm going to say they win three straight against the division. They win Patriots November 9th, Miami November 15th, Miami November 29th. And that's my hope, at least.
It's interesting here. I don't know when Miami's I don't know when their bye is, but it's interesting the fact that the Jets have two games in a row against them.
I think that Miami probably has a game in between there. I'd be
surprised if they had that same bye week. But, yeah, I'm going to take the Jets here as well. They're at home. Obviously, that's much less of a factor, but as we've stated already. But mm-hmm. I also have the Jets. I think that the Jets could sweep Miami as well. I think the Jets are still just a little bit further ahead in the curve than Miami. And I can see them picking up two straight, especially with having to – they're going to have 3 weeks to only focus on Miami, and I think that'll help them a lot. And even if they do end up dropping that first one in week 10, I could definitely see them winning the second one. So, yeah, I'll take the Jets in week 12.
Okay, so now I have the Jets going 5-6 into December. You say 4-7. Yeah. Then they go and they play Las Vegas, the Raiders at home in New York or New Jersey. And I don't think that the Jets win this. That's straight out. I think that the Raiders are going to have – I mean, if you listen to the last podcast episode, I think that the Raiders are going to be very good this season, whether that be with whoever's at the helm at quarterback, whether that be Carr, Mariota, Nathan Peterman. I think that the Josh Jacobs is going to have a very good season. He's going to be a top three running back in the league by the end of the year. I think that Henry Ruggs, whoever else is at wide receiver, whether that be Hunter Renfrow, Brian Edwards, I think they're going to be good this season. I think that the Jets lose this. They drop to 5-7.
Yeah. I got Vegas in this game as well. I'm not quite as high on them as you are, but I still think they're going to be a very good team. I could definitely see them snagging a wild card spot.
100%.
In the AFC. So, I mean, I think their offense is going to be really good as well. A lot of young players in there. Derek Carr's got something to prove. And, yeah, this is a put up or shut up year for Derek Carr, I think.
I think so. I think that this is probably he's on his last legs where if he wants to be seen as the same MVP candidate that he was a few years back, he's got to prove that this year. So okay. I agree with that. So Jets now go in 5-7 and they go into Seattle. I don't think that this is possible.
Seahawks win.
Yeah, so week 14.
The Seahawks are a great team, man. They're still great, and Russell Wilson is Russell Wilson, and it's hard to handle that guy. And, like, I don't know what the situation is going to be in Seattle with fans this year, but I know that it's a tough place to win regardless. And
I think that right now Seattle is going to be my Super Bowl champ. And I was going to say that at the end of the pod, but I have so much faith in Seattle this year. I think that they're going to decline after this year just because of the low amount of cap they have. But I think that if they have a year where they're going to win again, this is it. This is the year that they win. So I'm going to say, yes, Seattle destroys the Jets, drops them to, 5-8 now? Bleh. That's all I'm going to say. So then from there.
This one's interesting, the Rams. This one, I feel like this one's interesting.
I feel like this is going to be a very good game. They travel to Los Angeles, second straight away game. I don't know. I think this one is going to be a toss-up.
Jets in a close game here.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. I think that the Rams are going to be a toss-up based on injuries, based on who's playing. This Rams team can be very dangerous when healthy, as we've seen.
I don't really think the Rams are a playoff team anymore.
Really?
No.
I think that they have the potential to be if they stay healthy.
They do have the potential to be, but I'm so high on Arizona, and we already know that Seattle and San Fran are juggernauts. And
yeah.
I just see the way they've regressed, especially after last year.
It's a good division.
I'm pretty low on the Rams, man.
Yeah, I could see that just based on their divisional play, their divisional rounds.
And the Jets have a tendency to win road games late in the season. I don't know what it is. I just feel like that happens a lot. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't
the Jets for some reason are really good on the road at the end of the season.
Yeah, so I'll take the Rams in that. Excuse me, I'll take the Jets in that one.
Yeah, so now Jets 6-7 in my books. And they go.
It's weird to predict these months ahead of time.
Of course, you never know who's going to get injured, what trades are going to happen, that kind of thing. But I'm going to say early season predictions: 6-7. They go back to New York right after Christmas, take on the Cleveland Browns. Now, I hate playing the Browns. I despise the Browns. I dislike Baker Mayfield.
The last 2 years have been brutal for them.
Exactly, and it's just because of those. Because there hasn't been a real Baker versus Sam matchup.
Which would be super cool to see the way they were taken 1-3 a few years ago.
Exactly, because that's the way it was supposed to be last season. Because they have played the past three seasons. First season was the game that Baker Mayfield came in and absolutely demolished the Jets' hope. They won their first game in however many years or days, whatever. It was their first win after an 0-16 season. So that was very, very painful to watch. But the Jets blew a lead, whatever. But that wasn't a real game, I don't think. Because, you know, Baker came in second quarter or whatever it was, second half. And
that was pandemonium. That was like a Thursday night football game. That was first Browns terrible. Win of the
year. So that was their first game against the Jets. Second game, Browns versus Jets, was last season. Sam Darnold had mono. Luke Falk started. The Browns destroyed us. So I think that this year, finally going to have that opportunity. I'm hoping by now Sam Darnold is going to have some sort of click that happens where he's able to become a very decent quarterback, at least. I mean, we've seen flashes of not greatness from him, but just solid play from him. And I'm hoping that by this point, by the end of the season, he's able to grab that. So I'm going to say Jets win this one. Jets are at home. I'm not saying hopefully, but I think Browns by then aren't going to have the same team that they have right now, whether that be because of injuries or trades or whatever. But I am hoping right now for a Jets win.
So I'm going to be picking based off the trends here and as well as the fact that I feel really good about Cleveland this year. I said that last year too, and that backfired, but I feel good about Cleveland this year. I'm going to take the Browns here. If it's obviously we don't know what the story is going to be by December, late December, but picking the trends when the teams play full strength on full strength, I like the Browns matchup against the Jets. Baker's played well against them twice. I know that the Jets weren't at full strength specifically either time, but I think that the Browns have a little bit better of a team this year than the Jets. And
That's fair.
I'm going to pick the Browns for that reason.
So now we're going into week 17, 2021. Hopefully that'll be a much better year for everyone. Week 17, they go into New England January 3rd, and I think that in typical Jets fashion, they're going to lose this game. They are going to drop to 7-9 on the season, second straight year going 7-9, and I think that's how it's going to end. I'm hoping by the end of the season, Gase gets fired. I am strongly against Adam Gase.
I was about to ask you what you thought about Adam Gase right when we finished.
I have not met a Jet fan that likes Adam Gase.
That's how I felt about McAdoo a few years back, bud. So
because I just think that right now the Jets have the potential to be a winning team, and he's the only thing holding us back.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping by this point in the season he's either fired or he's going to be fired. But I think that the Jets, in typical Jets fashion, aren't going to be able to close out the season. They're going to finish 7-9. Most likely third in the AFC East. I think, like I said before, the Bills and Patriots will both be 9-7. Bills will be able to snag the AFC East based on divisional records, whatever. So that's my prediction, Jets 7-9.
I have the Jets winning this one. Because I have the Jets losing to the Patriots in week 9, but I can see by week 17, I can see the Jets finishing out strong. And like I said, it's something about those Jets road games late in the season, man. Something about them. I just feel good about it. So I think that by the end, the Jets can put together a good, strong finish to the season. I can see the Jets winning a close one in Foxborough, week 17, and 6-10 season for the Jets. Disappointing overall, probably, but I can see a lot of bright flashes ahead. You know, like.
I hope so.
Yeah. I have the Jets finishing the season strong, week 17.
That's definitely what I'm hoping for. So Jets, you finished 6-10. I think I'm finishing 7-9 in terms of predictions. Hopefully we have all set or 16 games for this season. Obviously we don't know what's going to happen with COVID, but I have Jets finishing the same exact record as they did last year. So now let's switch it over. Let's go to the other side of MetLife Stadium and the other locker room. New
York Football Giants.
Yeah. So now the Giants are coming in. They're not playing tomorrow. They're playing Monday against the Steelers. That's going to be a good game, I think.
I'm actually excited for that game, man. I'm so happy to be. And I do this to myself every year. Like, I park myself in and I'm like, woo, optimism. So but I'll tell you what, on the contrary to you, I'm more optimistic about the Giants this year than I've been since maybe 2016 or 17 really? Because right now the offense is completely healthy. And last year, the Giants' offense was not healthy at all. And I feel like the Giants have a decent receiver corps. I feel like Slayton, Tate, and who am I forgetting? I'm an idiot. I'm the worst Giants.
Shepard.
Shepard, thank you. I should have known that one the first.
Yeah, really? I was going to say, yeah. Damn.
Slayton, Tate, and Shepard. Evan Engram, I fully believe he's a top five tight end in the league when he's healthy. He's never healthy, ever. Daniel Jones, I hope he cleans up his act with the fumbles. I'd rather him be dropping the ball than throwing picks, and he didn't throw a lot of picks last year. So, obviously, turnovers are typically a problem for young quarterbacks. So,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. So, let's get into the schedule predictions. So, week one, Giants, Steelers, Monday Night Football. Yeah, so Giants win a close one. I feel good about our week one schedule. Our defense is depleted, to say the least. Obviously, we all know the DeAndre Baker saga. Don't really need to get into that. Kind of sucks. Hate to see it. Not great. Not a great human being, that guy.
No.
Xavier McKinney, I was really excited about that second-round pick this year. It sucks to see him break his foot in training camp. Hopefully, he'll be back around November. Hopefully, this doesn't affect him for the remainder of the season or, God forbid, the rest of his career. But Ben Berger, first game in 2 years. I can see him. I predict a lot of sloppy football, a lot of turnovers Monday night.
Definitely.
I have the Giants in a close one. I feel like the Steelers are probably a better team than the Giants, but Giants, I just feel good about it, man. I hate to make picks based off of feelings, but.
Of course. I mean, look, as a Giants fan, you're obviously going to be biased towards them, but. I feel good
in week one matchup. I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm going to say the opposite. I think that the Steelers are going to go ahead and win this one. I think that they have a chance to regain this chemistry that they had 2 seasons back. Obviously, Antonio Brown is gone, but they have Ben Roethlisberger at the helm. They've got James Conner. They've got Washington in the backfield as well, Benny Snell. Then they have Juju back. I think Juju's going to have a breakout year. Not a breakout year, but a bounce back year. Because last year was obviously not his best. They've got solid receiving options. They've got Deontay. And they've just – I don't know. I think the Steelers are going to be an okay team this year. I don't know if they're going to be able to make the playoffs. They might be able to snag a wild card spot.
Like, I could see them 8-8. Maybe.
Exactly, something like that. So I'm going to say Steelers win week one.
Okay. So week two, I feel like this is an interesting matchup. Giants-Bears at Soldier Field in Chicago. I see this as a Giants loss. Giants lost to the Bears last year. We beat them 2 years ago, but I feel like the Bears are still a pretty defensive-minded team, and I think that's not going to really help the Giants all that much. We all know the story with Mitchell Trubisky, disappointing third season last year, but I think the Bears are still a better team than the Giants, and regardless of whatever happens on Monday night, I think that the Giants are going to lose on week two.
I'm going to say the same thing. I think that this Bears team is unproven. I think that I'm hoping, you know what, I've never been a real Trubisky believer, but I feel bad for the guy. I mean,
I just think it's hilarious watching Bears fans get trolled on Twitter for the
100%. Because the fact that Trubisky's always pitted against Mahomes and Watson because he was drafted right before them is
and really the Bears sad. Traded up for that pick. Like, how dumb.
Exactly. So, like, I feel bad. I mean, obviously – I'm not a big Chicago fan in the first place, but I'm hoping that he has a bounce back year. I don't know if he will, but I think that they win this week two game. I'm going to say Giants start 0-2.
Okay. Week three, this is a loss. 49ers. I had already said when we talked about the Jets-Niners preview, I think the Niners might be the most complete team in the NFC. They definitely have a solid shot at repeating as NFC champs and going all the way this year. But, yeah, even at home, Niners are a better football team than the Giants this year. That's no question. It's not even close. I'll take the Niners in a blowout.
Damn. I'm going to say probably similar. I don't know how close it's going to be, but I have faith in the Niners this year. I think they'll return back to the NFC Championship. I don't know if they'll make it to the like I said before, I think Seahawks are my Super Bowl champ, but I'm going to say that the Niners win this game. Giants start 0-3.
All right. Week 4, I'm going to say this is an interesting matchup. Giants head to SoFi Stadium in sunny Los Angeles, California. 405 Fox. You already know that it's going to be Buck and Aikman on that. Can guarantee. But this is a close one. I feel like this is a very much a toss-up. I like the Giants for the sole purpose of the fact that, like I said, I'm low on the Rams, and obviously I have that Giants bias, but I'm low on the Rams this year. And I think the Giants can snag a win there. I think that it'll be a close game. I think that the Rams probably still have more talent than the Giants, but first year head coach Joe Judge is going to be put to the test against McVay, who we all know has proven to be a wizard on the sidelines. But yeah, I'll take the Giants in a close game in week 4 against LA.
I'm going to say the same thing. Giants come out.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm going to say Giants come out when their first game week 4. In LA, I think that they just have I maybe it's the fact that I have no faith in the Rams whatsoever, but I think that the Giants go out win this one. They start 1-3.
All righty. Week 5. Giants Cowboys in Dallas. In the house that Jerry built. This is a loss. The Giants are not gonna beat the Cowboys in week 5. We haven't beaten the Cowboys in 3 years, which stinks because they swept the season series that year. And I really don't like the Cowboys. And I'm not super high on Dak, as you all know, but I still think that they're a better team. I think the Cowboys are a way better team than the Giants. The Giants always seem to put up a fight against the Cowboys, even though they lose. But I'll take the Cowboys in a close game there. Giants dropped to 2-3. Not much to say.
Now, I know this is going to sound very weird, but I'm going with the Giants in this one. I'm going with the Giants in Dallas, and I know that you're probably thinking I'm crazy, but I have reasoning for this. I think that Dallas is a complete team once they are fully developed and when they are fully healthy, and I think that there's going to be some sort of injury, some sort of something that's going to happen to this team early in the season that's going to doom them for the rest of the league, rest of the year, sorry. So,
interesting. Okay.
Look, I know that's a really weird, bold prediction, but I see the Giants coming up on top in week 5, going 2-3.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that's nice. Right, I'd be happy with that. All right, Giants versus the Washington football team, week 6, at home in New York. Giants win. Giants beat that was not on purpose. They beat the Washington football team. I'm sorry. It's like muscle memory for me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think the Giants are a better team than Washington. They've been smacking them around for a couple of years now, even though they've both kind of sucked. I think that trend continues. I think the Giants are a better team. Daniel Jones loves playing against Washington. I'll take the Giants at home there. 3-3 in week 6. What do you think?
I am going to say same thing. I think Daniel Jones goes into MetLife, plays the Washington football team, and I think that Washington has potential. I think Terry McLaurin is going to have a very good year and that people should stop sleeping on him. I think that he is one of the most underrated talents in the league, and he'll definitely have a breakout year this year, but I don't think that's going to be enough to propel this Washington team to a winning record. So I'm going to say same as you. Giants start off 3-3. I think, yeah, 3-3.
All right. So then the Giants have a short week, Thursday Night Football, week 7, against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that Jalen Hurts and Nate Sudfeld will lead the Eagles to a victory over the Giants. And I say that because Carson Wentz will not be healthy. No, just kidding. I mean, kind of, not really. But regardless of who plays quarterback for the Eagles, the Giants do not win games in Philadelphia. They have not won a game in Philadelphia in 7 years. And sadly, I think that trend will continue. The Giants are just not good enough. The Eagles have owned the Giants for a long time now, and I think that continues. I'll take the Eagles in a blowout on Thursday night.
Call me crazy.
Jesus Christ, Anthony.
Thursday night football in Philly. I think that the Giants have something special going on this year. I think they win this game. And
bro, what the heck are you saying?
Look, I'm saying this. I have no faith in this Giants team. I hate to say that I want to see the Giants win, but I think that this year, if the Giants could stay healthy, they can start off the season 0-3 and then win 4 straight. Now, this is a Thursday.
Okay.
This is a Thursday night game. It's a short week for the Eagles. I'm not sure who they play right beforehand. I'm going to look that up right here.
I'm not sure either. And one thing to note about the Eagles that I kind of poked fun at a little bit is that they have a very difficult time staying healthy.
Exactly.
I think they have a track record for that. We all know that.
Now, the Giants.
But with that said, as a fan, I know there's a stigma around playing at the length of the Giants. And it's just hard for them to win there, man. Whether it's blown leads, 64-yard field goals, or whatever the hell it is, they can't seem to win football games.
Here's the thing. Now, the Eagles are coming into this short week after playing the past 3 weeks of the Niners, the Steelers, and the Ravens. So they're already
coming off tough games.
Yeah, they're coming off tough games. They may not be as confident. I think, like you said, there are going to be a whole lot of injuries. I mean, the fact that they already ruled out Miles Sanders for week one just goes to show you, I think how the season is going to go. I think that they'll still be able to snag a playoff spot, whether that be the NFC East or just a wild card. But I think that the Giants win this game. You know what? If there's a year that they're going to win in Philly, it's going to be this year. No fans.
That's injuries. True. That's I very that, true, actually. Yeah.
I think Giants start 4-3. They start
off. I'll still take Philly and the Giants drop to 3-4, but. Yeah, that actually might be a more interesting matchup than I thought. So
now the Giants have a very long week leading up to this game. They go from a Thursday night game to a Monday night game.
I was going to say a long week to Monday Night Football. Giants versus Brady. And you know what? I'm going to make the Giants own Brady jokes because it's true. 2-time Super Bowl champs over Tom Brady. Eli Manning is your father, but he is not playing on Monday night in week 8. At MetLife Stadium, the Buccaneers are better than the Giants. I say Brady takes the win in a close game in the Meadowlands. I have the Buccaneers. Giants start to 3-5.
Call me. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not going to do that again. Unfortunately, the Giants snapped their 4-game winning streak in my prediction. They are not going to be able to overtake this talented Buccaneers offense. I'm going to say Giants drop in this situation 4-4. They're 500 at week 8.
Hopefully by then, one thing I will note, hopefully Xavier McKinney's back by then.
Definitely.
I want to see that guy play. All right. Week 9 here, Washington football team, Giants win. I think this will be a close game. It's at FedEx Field. But like I said, I like the way Daniel Jones plays against Washington. I like the way the team's been playing against Washington as of late. I'll take the Giants in a close game and improving to 4-5. Like I said, I think the Giants are a better football team than Washington. And I'll stand by that. I'll say Giants beat Washington.
I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to say Giants improve to 5-4. A week before the bye week. And then I think that they sweep
They have Philly and then a bye week.
So they sweep the football team.
Sorry.
They sweep the football team. They come into this
football team.
Yes. They come into their matchup against Philly in MetLife 5-4. They've got really high hopes for the season. Because you know what? I think that the NFC East is going to be the same thing as it's always been. I think it's going to be very close until the very end.
Yeah, it's going to be a crapshoot.
Exactly. So, you know what? Giants go in 5-4 into week 10.
All right. Week 10. This is an upset for me. I'll take the Giants over Philly.
See,
typically, every year I pick the Giants over the Eagles when the Giants play them at MetLife Stadium. Doesn't always pay off. But like I said, by week 10, I feel like if the Giants can out-health the Eagles, then perhaps they've got a much better chance. I can definitely see this being the year they snag a win against the Eagles because of the uncommon circumstances. But, yeah, I have the Giants winning in a close game over Philly in week 10 and improving to 5-5 before their bye week.
I am going to say the opposite. I think that by this point, the Eagles are going to be in a much better spot than they were a few weeks back. I think that the Eagles are going to go ahead and win this one. So we're both in the same spot, 5-5 at the bye week for the Giants. But you know what? They're still in a good spot. They've already beaten, in my opinion, I think they're going to already have beaten all three division rivals. They've already swept Washington by the bye week. And I think they have very high standards. But I think that this is the very start of the Giants' season demise. And I'll tell you why over the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'm peeping ahead, and I feel it coming too. Okay, so bye week, then week 12, got the Cincinnati Bungles. And before I do this, I just want to say, by the way, I love that you have us winning in both Dallas and Philly.
Of course, you know, got
yeah. it. Yeah, but Giants and the Bungles in Cincy. I think the Giants are a better team than Cincinnati. I think the Giants take the win. I think Joe Burrow is going to have a pretty good rookie year. I can definitely see him taking offensive rookie of the year, but I'll take the Giants in a close game in Cincinnati, improving to 6-5, heading into December 6-5.
Yeah, you could say that.
I don't know. I like it. I like it.
I'm going to disagree. I think they go into Cincinnati. I think Joe Burrow is going to lead this team to at least a 500 record. I think that the Bengals are criminally underrated this year. I think that if all the pieces click, they could be at least a wild card spot. Genuinely, I'm saying that. I know that it's a bit of a hot take, but I think that the Bengals have the opportunity to be at least decent this year. So I'm going to say they win this game. The Giants aren't able to get past this Bengals team, drop to 5-6. Going into December.
All right, on to December, and here we go. Oof. All right. Giants lose. Giants play the Seattle Seahawks week 13. They're not going to win in the clink. I don't know if there's going to be fans there, but they're not winning in the clink. Russell Wilson is an absolute monster. The Seahawks are a juggernaut. This game's not going to be close. The Seahawks are going to win. Giants drop to 6-6. I don't think there's a single thing that the Giants are better than the Seahawks at all. So I'll take Seattle.
I'm going to say the same thing. I don't think that there's any shot that the Giants win this game. Giants dropped to 5-7 in their first game of December. Drop three straight now.
Yep. Week 14, back home, Arizona. And as you guys already know, my opinion about the Cardinals, very high on the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going to get an NFC wild card spot this year. Mark my words. Giants lose. I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think a lot of the game will be close. I can see Arizona maybe pulling ahead towards the end, but Kyler Murray is a monster. That offense is going to be a juggernaut this year. Cardinals are going to win in, I'll say, convincing fashion, not in a blowout, but yeah, Arizona wins and the Giants drop to, what do I have it, 6-7.
I am going to say the same thing. I think this Arizona team is going to be too much for this Giants offense and defense to handle. Whether that be Kyler Murray having a great season or just a point of this team being much better than it was last season, I think the Cardinals win this one. Giants drop now what would be four straight, and what is that now? They're 5-8 now?
You have them at 5-8.
Yes, I do. 5-8. Okay.
All right. Next week, back still at home, Cleveland. Cleveland is a team that I'm also high on. I feel good about them this year. Bounce back season, getting their first playoff spot in a long, long time. I think the Cleveland Browns win in a close game at MetLife Stadium. I think Baker shows up. I think Odell lights it up in his return to MetLife Stadium and I just want to put this out there real quick. I think it really sucks that there aren't going to be fans there, because I'd love to see the mixed reception 100%. For Odell and his return to MetLife Stadium. But, yeah, Giants lose, drop to 6-8, falling out of playoff contention by that point. And Browns win a close one right before Christmas.
I'm going to say the same exact thing. I think Odell's return to MetLife is a good one for him, whether that be him scoring multiple touchdowns or just having an overall good game. I think Browns come out on top on this one. Giants drop to 5-9 by Christmas.
Yep. Okay. Week 16. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a second. Baltimore Ravens. I have a friend who listens to the podcast. Shout out Troy Curran. Huge Baltimore Ravens fan. Back in the Joe Flacco days, Baltimore Ravens fan. Not a bandwagon. Swear to God. Good for him.
I believe you.
Yeah. Yeah, Ravens are going to kill the Giants. This game's not going to be close. At this point, the Giants, I think, are going to be completely demoralized, having lost three straight, falling out of the playoff race late in the season, yada, yada, yada. Ravens win. Probably end up securing a top two seed by that point in the season. Yeah, I'll take the Ravens in a blowout.
Call me crazy. I think by this point, the Giants, in my books, have lost five straight. I think they are playing Baltimore in Baltimore. And I think just in classic Giants fashion, they're going to win this game. I think that for some reason,
yeah, okay.
And look, I know I'm probably making you very happy to hear this, but I think that by this point, Baltimore is not going to have the same kind of momentum that they did last season. I don't know how that's going to happen, whether that be an injury, whether that be unfortunate losses, but I think for some reason the Giants are going to go in this game. It's going to be one of those random games where they're just playing a whole lot better. Maybe the Ravens don't get their passing connections. Maybe something happens in terms of fumbling or injuries, but I see the Giants winning this one. And I'm not even saying a close game. I think the Giants win this one by a lot for just some random reason. Like, it's just like a glitch in the Matrix type thing where all of a sudden they win this game for some reason.
Saquon Barkley going off, three touchdowns, 200 yards. I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I feel like by that point in the season, like, it's a crapshoot anyway. But
exactly. Yeah.
And then to round it out, 2021, week 17, ooh, Giants versus Cowboys. I think the Giants close out the season on a high note. I think that they'll beat the Dallas Cowboys in a close game. I think that the Cowboys will be fighting for the NFC East by that point, and the Giants will stop them in their tracks, and the Eagles will beat whoever they play, and then the Eagles will end up winning the NFC East. That's my prediction. I do have the Eagles winning the NFC East this year. And yeah, I think the Giants will win at home, their final game of the season, put on a show. I think Daniel Jones will go off, finally get that chip off his shoulder by beating Dallas, and the Giants will finish 7-9. And mediocre year, 7-9.
I am going to say, you know what? I don't know about this game, because you know what? It seems that any
time you picked the Giants to beat Dallas in week 5.
So. I know. And I
quite bold to predict a sweep.
I don't think. See, here's the thing. I think that anytime the Giants play Dallas week 17, it's always a really good game for some reason.
That's so true.
Like, just for some random reason, it just seems like the Giants always play well against the Dallas Cowboys week 17. So I think by now Dallas is either fighting for the NFC East title or just a playoff spot in general.
Yeah, I can see it coming down to the wire in the NFC East again. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if this game goes into overtime, but I think Dallas comes up on top. I was debating on this one. If you asked me like 25 minutes ago, I would probably say Dallas just because of, like, I don't know. This game is going to be very close. I feel like this one's a toss-up, but I'm going to say Dallas on top. Giants finish 6-10.
Gotcha. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. So we both pick our teams to go 7-9 and the opposing to go 6-10. Realistically, we're both going to go 4-12. No, just kidding.
Yeah, no.
No, genuinely. I think that this is for both the Giants and the Jets, learning curve year, young players getting better, starting to turn the corner. Yeah, like I mean, I think there's a lot to be excited about to watch. Maybe not both teams in playoff contention just yet, but there's a lot to be excited about, I think. I'm being serious. Like, mm-hmm.
No, I completely agree. So I'm just going to say right now that I thought this episode was going to be a little shorter. By now, we've already talked about an hour of just Jets and Giants, which goes to show you how excited we are for football season to come back.
So excited. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
So before we head out, I just want to say let's kind of put together a tiny prediction list for what we think is going to happen at the end of the season in terms of awards and who's going to win.
All right. Shoot them off. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. So let's start with MVP. So now, I think that this one's going to be very close. I feel like it's going to be all together contention between someone like Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, I think are going to be right back up there. I'm going to say Kyler Murray is definitely going to be part of that conversation. I don't know if he's going to grab it. I think I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes takes it again.
Yeah. That's not my pick, but I would definitely, if I was a betting man, I'd say the safe bet would be put it on Mahomes. I'm going to be bold here. Kyler Murray's taking home MVP.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, dude, I just – the way I see it, and I'm going to look like such an idiot at the end of the season if I'm wrong, but I feel so good about the way he's developing in that system. He's got that star target now. Yeah, I can see him having a Mahomes-Jackson-esque sophomore year, MVP in an unconventional season. And I'm going to be bold here, and I'm going to take Kyler Murray for MVP.
I respect that. I got to respect that. I think he'll definitely be in the conversation. So now, offensive player of the year real quick. I think that there's no way that Christian McCaffrey gets robbed again. I think that he's going to have
Christian McCaffrey as
very
well.
Very similar stats, very similar whatever. Defensive player of the year. I'm going to go with TJ Watt. I think that he should have had it last year. I think that TJ Watt will be the depoy this year.
Interesting pick. Yeah, I mean, I can see – who won last year? Stephon Gilmore?
Yes.
Stephon Gilmore. I got to think for a second about this.
I think you should – I thought TJ Watt should have won last year.
I think it'll be a lineman again. I think it'll go back to being a lineman this year.
I hope so. I think he deserves it.
All right. Just give me a second here. I gotta
You're good. Look, I think that the awards this year have a very high chance of being very odd, per se. I think that there's a very high chance of variability. I think it could go to multiple people at once, but I don't know.
You know what? Actually, I take it back. I think it'll be Stephon Gilmore again.
Really?
I think that guy really broke out of his shell last year. I think that New England Patriots defense is still, regardless of the fact there's no Brady, I think that's Belichick's bread and butter right there. Stephon Gilmore really stepped into the limelight last year, and he was just unbelievable again. And typically when guys in the secondary have great years, they're always able to follow it up, and I don't see anything changing this year. He's going to be tested a lot more with those big targets in Buffalo. But, yeah, I'm going to take Stephon Gilmore for Defensive Player of the Year again.
I respect that decision. Okay, so now let's stop with the awards. Let's go right into the actual playoff play. I think that this Super Bowl matchup, or you know what, let's go AFC Championship, NFC Championship. I think NFC Championship is going to be my guess is going to be Seahawks. I said already Seahawks are my Super Bowl champs.
NFC Champions, right?
And NFC Champions, Seahawks beat the Niners in the NFC Championship. For AFC Championship, I could see the Chiefs going home a little bit earlier, genuinely. I think that the AFC Championship is going to be a really wild card team. So I'm going to say the Ravens definitely make it to the AFC Championship. I don't know, to be honest, because there's such like a toss up. I think that the Chiefs are going to get upset in either the division. It's going to most likely be the divisional round. But in terms of another team to make it to the championship, I think that it could be the Bills. Genuinely, I think.
Yeah, I think once the Bills click, yeah.
So yeah. I'm going to say Ravens, Bills. I think Ravens make it to the Super Bowl, and then we have a Ravens Seahawks Super Bowl. Seahawks come out on top. Russell Wilson MVP.
All right, here we go. So in my NFC Championship, I have the San Francisco 49ers over the Dallas Cowboys. I think that the Cowboys, despite everything I've been saying about them, will have the time to click. I think this is the year they finally get over that divisional championship hill. I think that they have the most complete team they've had in a long time since maybe the 90s. But in that game, I will take the San Francisco 49ers. The San Francisco 49ers are the best team in the NFC. I've been saying it all episode long. I think they're just going to click again, and they've got another chip on their shoulder. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to improve because he was probably the sore spot of the team last year, and I think that that's probably sticking with him a little bit. The defense is still rock solid. I'll take the Niners in the NFC Championship and in the AFC Championship. Kind of basic, but I'm going to take the Ravens over the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I really like Baltimore this year a lot. I think that similar to – I know I've been following trends a lot, but Lamar Jackson had put on that incredible showing. He's 0-2 now in the playoffs. I'll tell you, the only other quarterback in the history of the NFL to go on to win a Super Bowl after starting their playoff career 0-2 is Eli Manning. And I think that this is the year that they make it to the Super Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens will defeat the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship. So we'll have a rematch of Super Bowl 47 in the Super Bowl. And I think that there will be the same outcome. The Baltimore Ravens
wow.
defeat the San Francisco 49ers. I think that the Niners will be the Dodgers of football, and they will lose in the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. I have the Ravens in a close game. I think Lamar Jackson's really going to show out again this year. I think he'll be second in the MVP voting behind Kyler Murray. I think it'll be a shootout all year long between those two guys. I see really similar play styles in there. For those of you wondering, because I haven't shut up about the Cardinals, I think they're going to lose in the divisional round. But
nice.
Yeah, I think that this is the year the Ravens take it all the way. They've still got a really strong defense. They lost Earl Thomas, but I don't really think that's going to affect them all that much. I still think they're incredibly strong, and I'll take the Ravens over the Niners in the Super Bowl.
All right, so my final predictions, Seahawks win Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes MVP altogether, and then Jets go 7-9, Giants go 6-10. For you, you had it a bit different. You had the Ravens Super Bowl champions, MVP was Kyler Murray, and then the Giants go 7-9, Jets go 6-10. So very solid predictions. Maybe they're absolutely terrible, but we'll see by the end of the season.
It's going to be a weird year, man. It's going to be a weird year. Expect the unexpected, guys.
100%. This podcast episode will be up Sunday at 10:30. So hopefully you guys maybe get a listen in before week one starts, or as week one's going on, that kind of thing.
But, and we're going to record another episode either tomorrow or Monday, discussing week one of the NFL season. We have two of our friends coming on to talk Heat Celtics because we want to talk basketball, even though there's no New York team in there, because getting towards down the stretch. And I feel like that could be really interesting. And we haven't talked about baseball in a couple episodes, so I think we'll recap baseball a little bit on Monday as well.
Definitely. So thank you guys for listening to episode 8. I'm sorry this ran a lot longer than I thought it would, but hey.
It's all good. The more content, the better. And follow me on Instagram, Kyle Keegan, but the L is a 1, Kai1E Keegan on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the podcast account at Big Apple Sports Media on Instagram and Big Apple SP Media on Twitter, and plug your socials in.
Yep, Anthony Evangelista 7 on Instagram and Anthony EV7 on Twitter. And then, you know what? Might as well Snapchat Anthony E7. No, I'm kidding. Please don't. But yeah, so that's all we have for today, episode 8. We shall see you guys later in the week. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.